So this is the first article in our third section of our immunity issue, the allergies. So an introduction to allergies and an orientation maybe to how to handle them a little ourselves. Anyone with an allergy doesn't need to know what it feels like and when they happen. But it's still important to put this into context and to understand a little bit of what's going on here. So they are essentially heightened immune responses, overactive immune defenses, if you like. We call them hypersensitivity reactions, produced to substances that otherwise wouldn't cause any trouble to anybody. They come in, allergens, as we call them, come in different forms, each with a different type of reaction. So we have environmental allergens caused by pollen, dust, mites and so on, mold, pet, hair. We have dietary allergens with the acute reactions like those to peanuts and other nuts and shellfish. And also the more obscure, sometimes called masked, food allergies to proteins in foods like milk and wheat, eggs and so on. Then we have the insects, insect bites, reactions to stings and so on, from bees, wasps and so on. And then we can have reactions to substances like medications, medicines can cause reaction, and plants for that matter, can cause reactive allergic responses. And we'll look at some of those in other posts. Let's have a look briefly at what happens in an allergy attack. So when you have the first encounter with the allergen, the immune system thinks it as a threat for some reason known to itself. And often this happens in the airways and on other surfaces. In those cases, there's a certain type of antibody called immunoglobulin E or IgE. We talked about it, these immunoglobulins, in earlier introductions to immunity, IgGs, IgDs and so on. IgE is a particular one that is involved in allergic responses. And these are produced by B cells. We talked about those before, and they attack themselves to particular types of white blood cells called basophils or mast cells, which we also introduced earlier on. So people prone to allergies may have inherited a tendency to produce more IgEs or express them more, or otherwise it's a complex process regulated by various other inflammatory reactions or responses in the body, or by genetic factors or by cellular mechanisms that create the environment for these IgEs to be generated. Some of the inflammatory mediators that can be happening elsewhere in the body or in the system can itself generate trouble. Others may inhibit it. So when we're looking at allergies, we should always take account of a wider inflammatory story that may be important in causing this and could be a reason to go and treat. And we'll look at some of the strategies we have for managing allergies later. After the exposure, the allergen binds to these IgE antibodies on the mast cell wall, and that activates the cells to produce histamine, other active agents like leukotrienes and prostaglandins, which cause the symptoms of the allergy. And these can be local ones like sneezing, itching and congestion in the nasal passages. They can be systemic ones like we see in food allergies. And there can be chronic inflammation as a result that we see in things like hay fever, asthma or eczema. These are all reactions caused by these chemicals produced by these mast cells. So general allergy management strategies, most of you with allergies will know about this, but it's worth restating. The most effective way to reduce allergies is to avoid known allergens. So a few tips here: keep windows closed during high pollen seasons, wash bedding regularly, consider sealing mattresses and covering, or regularly covering and replacing pillows, because so much allergens are stored in bedding, intensively vacuum bedrooms and other rooms, and choose vacuum cleaners with high spec filters so that they reduce these very, very small particles properly, rather than recycling them back into the room. Keep the homes clean and dry as possible, particularly when there's mold spores involved. Use air filters and masks where needed. When you've been outdoors in pollen season, shower and change clothes regularly to avoid the pollen hanging around inside the house. If you're in traffic and where there's a lot of heavy traffic, diesel fumes particularly troublesome here. If you're driving through these areas, switch off the car air intake and close the windows to avoid inhaling more than you need. Avoid any smoke, smoking obviously, but any smoke can be troublesome. We'll talk about dietary adjustments when we look at food allergies, and check on any prescriptions or medicines to make sure you're not reacting to those. The conventional medical treatments include antihistamines that directly stop the production of the histamine that we saw being produced. Decongestions, nasal steroids, which reduce the inflammation in the passages. For serious allergy attacks, there are epinephrine auto-injectors, which people who are prone to that should be carrying at all times because they can save a life. And increasingly in modern medicine, immunotherapies are involved, in which you get gradual exposure to the allergens in controlled circumstances to desensitize your immune response over time. Now, there's a significant idea here called the hygiene hypothesis, which suggests that there are the increasing incidence of allergies could be linked to our environments being cleaner and cleaner, so we get less exposure, particularly when we're children, to the sorts of agents that can inoculate our system against allergens. So we know that children brought up in rural areas and those in larger families and with pets have less allergies than those who are brought up in smaller or cleaner environments. And so this involves the idea of training the system through, you know, exposure to dirt, simply. And letting children run around in the outdoors does seem to be very helpful. It does look as though you may even get benefits by doing that later on, to just get out there in the wild and in the countryside and just let yourself be exposed to low levels of potential allergens, just to inoculate your system against future problems. It's an interesting insight here that people with high IgE levels, the ones that we now see as prone to allergies, were probably healthier in the past, because the IgE's job is primarily to defend ourselves against worm and parasite infections. And so people with high IgE levels would have been better survivors in former days when worm infestations are much more common and much more troublesome. So interesting rethinking of the hygiene thing is that because we live in an environment that's far less infected, shall we say, or in cleaner environments, the role of the IgEs becomes less necessary and can become troublesome. So we don't have plants that directly compete with antihistamines and so on. So what we aim to do is to look at some of the background factors to allergies, and we'll talk about those in future posts and how we can help to manage allergies generally. Finally, in this section, I want to cover another topic which is often confused with allergies, but which is quite a distinct one, called, and it's chemical sensitivities. So, you know, many people find that household agents cause trouble, you know, like solvents and perfumes and so on. But there are some that really have a major problem with these things, and we sometimes refer to this as multiple chemical sensitivity, or MCS. It's really distressing, can be really disabling, can prevent the person functioning, because so many environments are now have high levels of these industrial and other agents in them. And they can cause, you know, the fatigue, headaches, brain fog of various sorts. And they are frustrating because so often doctors can't pin it down and sometimes dismiss people with these problems as making them up or exaggerating the situation. There is, however, likely to be an immunological factor in multiple chemical sensitivity, particularly with the chemical fumes sensitizing the immune system. And there is a recent insight in that this could arise out of a neurological dysfunction in which the inhaled chemicals travel through the olfactory nerve, which is how we smell things, move directly into the brain, causing neurotoxic effects. And that leads then to mood alterations in turn, anxiety, depression, and so on, which are common in MCS. And doctors think of them as causes, the causes of the problem. What we're saying potentially is that they could be an effect of these sensitivities as well. It's very difficult for us to treat MCS directly. I don't have any quick natural solutions to this. So I think our main focus, apart from helping people to manage their immune health more broadly, is to reduce the anxiety and exhaustion that often accompanies this situation.